This week, we're featuring programs that help students succeed in school as part of the American Graduate Series airing on PBS. If you ever learned another language, you are familiar with how difficult it can be. Well, now imagine being an immigrant in high school. At Southridge High School in Kennewick, their English Learner program is helping a diverse group of students succeed in school.
Hi, Ms. Hawking.
Hi, Aziz.
Christina Hawking teaches the English Learner program at Southridge High School.
When they enter in high school, they don't have time. They don't have a lot of time to learn the language. They have 4 or 5 years to accomplish and master the language and meet all of the same graduation requirements that their English-speaking peers have to meet.
In the late 1990s, another teacher, Lori Sarver, noticed immigrant students struggling. So she sought funding to start an English Learner program at Southridge High School. There, they have a sheltered instruction setting where academic subjects are taught in English with help from the teacher and paraprofessionals. Those are people who are not licensed to teach but perform many duties to assist the students' understanding. Christina Hawking says the program works because the students are diligent.
They're incredible. They work so hard and they're so excited and they're so grateful for the educational opportunities that they get. And I really feel like you make a difference with those kids.
One of those students is senior Abdul Aziz Hussein from Iraq. He likes to be called Aziz and he loves working on cars.
Since I came to this school, I go rapidly with English.
Aziz sits in a classroom with students from the Marshall Islands, Russia, Guatemala, Venezuela, and Thailand. Of Kennewick students who speak a foreign language at home, 78% speak Spanish and nearly 5% speak Arabic.
What I like about United States is that the teachers are really respectful and nice and they don't hit you, especially Ms. Hawking is a nice teacher.
Aziz has grown a lot since I started teaching him. This year, he's mainstreamed for his entire day with the exception of set labs. So he brings homework to my set lab class and gets help if he doesn't understand the English or if he just needs a little more time on something.
Teacher Christina Hawking refers to mainstreaming, which means Aziz is in a regular class with native English speakers. Principal Molly Hammaker-Teal says mainstreaming is the goal of the English Learner program.
I think one of the most successful parts of our EL program is how we transition our students through. We have different levels of support that we provide. We have a very high supportive structure, and we also have one where we're just monitoring. So we look at our students who come in, we assess them, and we give them appropriate schedules and levels of support.
And the program is working, especially for Aziz.
My teacher helped me read because I'd never liked to read, especially different languages. And she brought me a book called Overdrive, and I really liked the book, so I kept reading it, and helped me read it more.
The program teaches students life skills too, like how to study, advocate for themselves, apply for a job, and cultural differences.
Because you feel foreign, and you don't know what to do, and different culture, so you're not sure if you do something in your culture is right, but in the other culture is wrong, and you're not sure what's happening. It feels confusing.
One big challenge for English learners is confidence. They're afraid that they won't fit in. They're afraid that people will make fun of their accents or that they won't know how to say what it is that they want to say.
Christina encourages her students to speak English in public and tells them most people will try to understand them.
So the advice I would give to community members is to encourage students to try to speak English because they know enough that you can understand them and communication can happen.
Aziz is on track to graduate and he hopes to pursue his interest in cars.
I want to graduate high school because I want to get my mechanic certificate.
You can learn more about this program and others in the Northwest Saturday by watching American Graduate on Northwest Public Television or online at nwptv.org.